Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
This Sunday, be sure to check out Alice at Viva Calle SJ. We'll be at the Parque de Pobladeros. Yeah, it's a run, walk, bike, and dance. Listen to this. Walk, run, bike, and dance through 6 miles of connected city streets from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. this Sunday.
I would love to marathon dance. That sounds fantastic.
No doubt, right?
You twerk your way all 6 miles.
Oh, my God.
So you had some extra information for me on this?
We were just, me and the interns were looking up Viva Calle, and then it's San Jose, but it's Lively Streets. And then, what was the other word? Pobladeros means settlers.
Oh.
So city of the settlers.
All right.
So yeah, Alice will have a booth out there and it should be fun.
Yeah, stop by and say hello.
Yeah.
Say hi, Alice. Oh my God, I listen to you all the time. And RadioAlice.com has all the information on that, so you can head there. Celebrity Trash is brought to you. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, it's delicious. It's fantastic. Enjoy it today and this weekend.
Responsibly.
I will. I heard there's a case for me downstairs.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
In about an hour and a half or so, Eric Griffin is going to be stopping by. He's playing at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco this weekend, so we're going to meet him for the first time. That should be fun. This Sunday is the big Game of Thrones series finale, and they're saying on Monday, according to some new poll, 10.7 million people are going to skip work. They're having Game of Thrones parties tonight.
Oh.
Or Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll say they'll either skip work by calling in sick or using a last-minute vacation day.
I really hope it's worth it.
I really hope so, too. I'm very disappointed in this final season. It doesn't make me love the show less, or maybe it does. It's a bummer, though. You know, I really was hoping that they brought it the last 7 seasons, and I hoped that they'd continue to bring it. It's so funny because that's the big question in this story. Will those who watch Sunday's finale be satisfied or outraged? There's a petition to redo season 8 with competent writers, and that has passed 700,000 signatures last night. They're shooting for 1 million now. Meanwhile, Kevin Sussman from The Big Bang Theory joked that they'll redo last night's season finale if anyone wasn't satisfied. Did you have thoughts on the series finale for The Big Bang Theory? Spoiler alerts possible here.
Big Bang Theory, yeah, I did watch it. They divided it into 2 episodes. Very cute. One of the major things that the elevator has been fixed. After 12 seasons, it's been broken. They broke it by throwing something down. I don't know if that was the first season. But that elevator, it's hilarious that it has been broken all
the
time.
Oh, it's a running joke on the show?
Yes, has been fixed.
Oh, wow.
That was very funny. Penny and Leonard.
Oh, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Big one, big news for them. They're having a baby.
Oh,
she's pregnant,
great.
And she's kind of barfing through, you know, the episodes.
Oh, great.
You know, she's got the morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon and Amy won the prize for physics.
Nobel?
Yes.
Oh,
Nobel
my God.
Peace Prize for physics. And so they all fly to Sweden, and Sheldon had this 9-page speech ready to give, and he was kind of being douchey to all his friends, and they were going to split. And then he finally looks over at them in the audience. He's like, I didn't do this on my own. These people have been with me throughout these years, and these are my people, and has them stand.
Aww.
It was beautiful. And it was It was almost like, wow, they're ending it. And you could feel that they were feeling it, that it was the end of the series. And they just... We're so grateful for
seen
everybody.
A lot of really emotional interviews with them. And, you know, everyone seemed to really love the show. In fact, Kaley Cuoco was saying that she would even now, like the show's barely ended, she's like, I would totally be up for
a reboot,
a reunion, a reboot, whatever it is.
Gotta be trippy. They're identified as those people out in the world, and will forever be.
For sure. At the end of the second episode, they all end up back on the couch eating their takeout like they always did. And then young Sheldon came on, and I was so tired, but I was trying to stay awake, and there was some weird stuff going on there. But at the end of young Sheldon, no one came to young Sheldon's party that he was having to watch the Nobel Peace Prize proceedings.
Right.
And they said something like, don't worry, young Sheldon, your people will be coming. So then they flashed to every one of the characters as them being children. And like, you know, they're lonely because, you know, they're brainiacs and nerdy. And
they haven't found their tribe yet.
Exactly. So it was so lovely. I didn't watch the next part, which was a sort of retro with all the cast. I was like, I gotta go to that.
Right. At some point, you do have to go to sleep.
It's worth, if you love this show or you like this show, it's totally worth your time to check out.
It's funny. I feel like I've seen a ton of episodes. My kids love the Big Bang Theory, so I've seen a ton of episodes of it, but I didn't even know about the elevator thing. That's funny.
It's hilarious.
So back to Game of Thrones. I find this stuff interesting, like what people make per episode. Were you able to find a list?
I'm going through it. It's I got a few here. Let's see. So do you want to say what she makes or do you want me to go on from this list that I have?
Well, let me just start with this story. And then I'd be very interested to hear what everybody else makes on the show. Who makes more, Arya or Daenerys? Vinny.
It's got to be Daenerys.
It is Daenerys. Mm-hmm. How much more does Daenerys make than Arya Stark? This is a per episode amount.
Well, she's a grown up, but she was still relatively unknown at the time.
Right.
I'm going to say 50,000 more per episode.
Yeah, she makes about a million more per episode than Maisie Williams does. I was surprised to hear this. It looks like Emilia Clarke makes... And probably hasn't from the get-go, but, you know, by the time they get a couple seasons in.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that. There's probably been a renegotiation along the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And Daenerys, she went big early because of not only the nude scenes and everyone was like, but the dragon mother and her and Drago were kind of that was a it couple for 1 minute.
Yeah, and she's... In a lot of ways, she's been the star of the show for me the whole time, which I think is why I'm so freaking upset with where her character is at this point. But she makes $1.1 million per episode. Emilia Clarke, currently, I should say. So I guess for these six, she'll make $6 million this season, six plus.
Which brings Emilia Clarke, her net worth is currently about $13
million. Oh, good for her. Arya Stark, played by Maisie Williams. Mm-hmm. She is 22. And she makes $175,000 per episode, which is not chump change.
I have a different amount.
Oh, what do you have?
This says $253,000 per episode. And she has a net worth of $6
million. Oh, well, that's better than this, but it's nowhere near the $1.1 million that Amelia's making.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else did you...
Well, I have Peter Dinklage, $1.2 million per episode.
Wow, more than Daenerys.
He has a net worth now of $15 million. Mm.
So they got a big bump for probably those last two seasons or something.
Maybe. Let's see. Nikolai, who is Jamie.
Yeah, Koster Waldo.
I had, he was being paid $720,000 per episode and then got bumped up to $1.2
Oh, boy.
Per
episode. So he and Peter Dinklage make more than Daenerys. That's surprising, actually.
Lena?
Hedy. That's Cersei.
Okay, $1.2
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All the Lannisters make more than the Targaryens on that show. What about Jon Snow?
Jon Snow. This says $1.2
million. Oh. Does it say what Daenerys makes?
You said 1.1.
Yeah.
It says 1.2 in this one.
Okay. Well, maybe that's it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is from Yahoo News. So I don't know what and they were off. They're off on the Maisie Williams one. Who else is a big character?
That's all they have.
I'm seeing that Cersei supposedly makes 1.2 just like Daenerys does. However, they did the math, and it says that equates to about $48,000 a minute for her roles.
Dang.
Damn. She's barely been in this season.
Right.
I wonder if she gets gets that money for the episodes that she's not even in. Like, she wasn't even in two of the episodes. Right? I don't know. Maybe it's just if she appears.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if I were an agent arguing, I'd say, she wanted to be in it. Mm-hmm. You didn't write her lines.
Yeah, there's
That's
six
not
episodes.
Her fault.
She was
That's
ready.
Your fault.
She was right there.
She was on the set in a wig, waiting and ready to go.
Right.
She gets paid.
Yeah, I love that agent. Mm-hmm. That agent knows.
And she has to be available, right? It's not like she could pick up another job.
Right, absolutely. So maybe that's it. It's, you know, it equates to 1.2 per per episode, but it's, you know, they all negotiated the same amount.
Someone is saying, of course, Emilio gets paid more money. She has to get Hazard paid for riding the dragons.
Yes, it's very difficult. She has to ride the dragons. What do the dragons get paid? Elton John. People love Elton John. They love his music. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been around forever. Like, you know, your parents love Elton. Your grandparents love Elton John. Just because your grandparents love Elton John doesn't mean that they should go see this new movie, Rocket Man.
Why?
Sexy. A lot of love in this.
Oh. He boning a lot of guys in this?
Yeah.
Good.
The movie, they're saying here, they're comparing it to Bohemian Rhapsody.
It bothers me that they, and I hope they show him with his drug problem too, because
right.
I feel like that's the story.
Right.
And I do think while Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody was a good movie, I liked it. It's fine. I feel like they cleaned that right up for the franchise sake.
Yep.
And they did a good job. Like,
there were little ugly parts, but they were very little ugly parts. There should have been some true ugliness.
Right. But you know what? They're making a ton of money and the tours are selling out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can see how the movie was done in a way that helps promote them as a machine.
Right.
A business.
Well, they're specifically saying there is much more sex and delves much deeper into the subject's sexuality than Bohemian Rhapsody did. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the film includes, quote, multiple scenes between Taron Egerton, who plays Elton, and Richard Madden, who portrays his first gay lover. There were multiple scenes that included men kissing, simulated downtown action, and a steamy bedroom scene in which they're both naked. So just giving you a heads up, you know, you don't want to look over at Grandma and she's all, what is happening? Well, I didn't know this.
Elton, that's not a microphone. What are you doing? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Not a microphone. That's, I think that might be the line of the day.
It is.
I know that you, at one time in your life, wanted to be an architect.
I did. In fact, I took it at a very high level in high school.
Mm. And then you found out the
math really was never discussed until later, when that became a real obstacle.
Right.
Like, it wasn't an option. I can't do that. I haven't been taking the math classes to back up this. I like the art.
Yeah. I like imagining things. I am Pei. You know this guy if you've ever seen a picture of the pyramid outside the Louvre in Paris.
Okay.
He's the glass and steel structure, but mm-hmm. he's made a ton of buildings. In fact, he did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. There it is.
These guys become, speaking of rock, they become rock stars.
They do.
The architects who...
The ones who really rise up and are able to use it. Because a lot of times you become an architect and you think you're going to create all these things, but what you're really doing is just drawing plans for something that some other architect has created. So I Am Pei is the famed Chinese-American architect best known for his work at the Louvre. He has passed away at age 102.
Wow.
He died Wednesday night. He launched his career in New York with a real estate developer in 1948 after graduating from Harvard, and best known for the Louvre. That was created in 1989. Not the main building, obviously. His other major works include the East Building of the National Gallery of Art in D.C. in 1978, did the JFK Library in Boston, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, and that was in 1995. He designed over 50 projects in the U.S. and internationally, many of which won awards. They're saying he's got buildings in Boulder, Colorado that are among his best and most underrated. He was 102 years old. Rest in peace, I am Pei.
In Colorado?
Yeah, Boulder, Colorado.
Huh.
I know. I don't know what he designed there. But it's apparently amazing. Batman.
Yeah.
You got to get a new one every now and then.
Well, Ben clearly
didn't
work out for people.
No. He played him twice, right?
I don't know.
Or was it just in the one?
I want to say three times.
Oh, did he?
There was Batman versus Superman, right?
Right, 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 right.
There was the Justice League.
Right.
Right? I haven't been following. I'm all caught up on Marvel except for this new one.
Oh, so Endgame.
Still, I haven't seen Endgame yet, but I've seen every single one.
And are you ready
in
for
order.
Endgame?
I'm excited. I actually have grown to like them.
Are you going to go try and see it in the theater? Or will you wait for it to?
I would like to do that. We'll see if time
right. Babies.
Allows.
Is your wife also all caught up, or is this
no,
something
that
you're...
No, she hasn't followed me on this path at all.
I see.
I've been on my own.
So maybe you could be like, look,
she's
I
watching,
need 3 hours.
Right now, I know for... She's watching the new Christina Applegate show on Netflix.
Oh, what's that one called?
She's dead. Mm. Mary's dead.
Oh.
This person's dead.
I don't know.
People have texted in about that show saying how funny it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I caught
Dead to Me.
Dead to Me.
Oh.
I caught a scene where it's funny. She's in a bar and her person, I guess, must have died.
Mm.
I think she's a widower.
Okay.
But she wants to get laid.
Mm.
And she's talking. It's two women talking like you wouldn't expect them to talk, but and they sound like guys.
Oh.
I'm going to go over there and I'm taking that guy home tonight.
Oh, does she?
Well, I don't know. I didn't stay for the whole thing.
I see.
But then she says something to him, the guy, like, do you want to go bleep? And he goes, what? And she goes, do you want to go? And he goes, what? And she goes, do you want to go dance? And he goes, oh, yeah, I thought you said, do you want to go? And he says it and they walk off to the dance floor. But I'm like, how
because she just wants to say it, but she can't just say it. Although she can. She's a girl. Girls could say that.
Yeah, it could.
Guys would be like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But they feel like, I think that she's expressing that frustration that she doesn't want to seem like something.
Like a slut?
I guess.
Like she's easy.
I didn't watch it long enough to really.
It looks like they're saying the ladies meet at a support group. Both of them had lost, one the husband and one something else that's not saying here. Despite their polar opposite personalities, become unlikely friends as the women bond over bottles of wine and a shared affinity for the facts of life. Judy tries to shield Jen is Christina, from a shocking secret that could destroy her life.
Oh.
They're calling it a dark comedy, explores the weirdly funny sides of grief, loss, and forgiveness.
All right. Well, Netflix is really cranking out the hits.
Yep.
Anyway, back to Batman.
Have you ever said
Batman,
to a guy?
Batman. I don't know.
Straight up.
Want to get out of here?
You want to go do me?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound like me.
Seriously.
I'm serious. Like I said, I lie on this show all the time. Okay, so who is going to be the new Batman?
Have you?
Oh, probably. Sounds like me.
Both of you have.
No.
That's fantastic.
I can't remember ever saying it.
Can't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. Just doesn't feel right. So Batman. You know who Robert Pattinson is?
I do not accept this.
Yep. Uh-oh. That's who they're saying. He is the front runner.
I don't accept
here's
it.
Here's a shot of him.
I will not. This is not.
He's older now. He's not the teen heartthrob.
The answer is no.
Was. They're talking about him being the next Batman. Robert Pattinson, if you're not familiar, he's the guy he's Edward from the Twilight movies. Mm-hmm. And Cedric Diggory from one of the movies of Harry Potter, which was the first time I'd ever seen him. The Hollywood Reporter says Robert is the top contender. It's unclear if there's an offer on the table, but it's also unclear who's on the shortlist. We've heard a lot of rumors, Armie Hammer, Nicholas Hoult, and Aaron Taylor Johnson. I only know Armie Hammer. The movie is set to hit theaters in June of 2021, so they've got to get this locked down pretty damn fast. That's only 2 years away. Robert Pattinson could be your next Batman.
You okay with it?
I don't care. I don't care who plays Batman. I don't care about superheroes. And if I hear that it's a good movie, I might go see it. Do you care? You care.
I don't see him as that. You know, it's cool if they if he surprises me, great.
Right.
But I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it at all.
Who's Batman to you? Like, when you think of all the people who's
Batman, as I understand the character, and I'm not that into this stuff, but he's not a superhero in the sense that he's...
got special powers.
Right.
Right.
So he needs to be in the gym. He's got to have some natural strength and build to be able to fight some of the scenes that he's
in. You can't have a skinny Batman.
You can't be that guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's bulked up, Vinny. We don't know. I haven't seen that guy in years. I was like, Robert Pattinson, where's he been? Well, what rock was he under?
Isn't he mopey guy?
You know, he played that brooding vampire, but he's been in other things. I don't know what else he's
more like
done.
Ross from the from Friends than anything else.
We were on a break.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah, I don't know if he would be a good Batman or not. I just don't. I don't know. Like, I didn't care when Ben Affleck was. I just don't know. I know people do care deeply about this, and there's people probably pulling their hair out
you know
right
what?
Now. But...
Maybe they don't, though, because really it's not... The DC ones are not nearly... Like, even Superman is a failure.
Right.
That hasn't been good, has it?
I
do people care?
I loved it.
Do you
I don't
care?
Know. I just feel like
ask
I've seen
Brian.
These...
He's a movie reviewer. Well, do you care about Batman?
I do like Batman.
Do you care if Robert Pattinson plays him, or do you think that guy's like a chicken chest?
I have the same opinion as you. I want him to impress me. I don't expect him to do it any justice, though. You know?
Look,
I honestly
green screen some muscles on him.
No,
it'll
that's
be
not
going
to work. I bet you my girlfriend could do more push-ups than him. That's like, in my head, that's that dude. Now, I could be wrong.
Yeah, if he's going.
That's not him.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Someone put him on a Batman-style body. Like
it's
ripped.
A porn body is what it is.
Boy, that guy has got some. What do they call those things on the side there? Gutters?
Mm-hmm.
Or rain gutters?
Rain gutters, yeah. Damn. Yeah, you know, he's always going to be in my head as Edward from the Twilight movies. But, you know, he is 10-plus years older than that now. And maybe if your agent says, hey, you know, Batman could be a possibility, hit the gym, bulk up, maybe he goes for it. He's a good-looking guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll work out or not. In either way, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
A woman scorned.
Oh, no.
Gets her revenge.
Hell hath no fury.
Is it wrong?
It usually is.
After these. Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello,
so
Friday.
Stupid.
What's...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on? What are you guys talking about?
I went and asked her about her tummy, because your tummy's been hurting you.
Oh, don't say it. I'm trying to tamp that down.
Oh, you are?
Trying to.
All right.
I don't need to have anything. So what did she say?
Well, don't keep talking about it. You can't tell me don't say it and then tell me what else.
Well, I said, I told him that I took some melatonin last night.
Oh.
Because
when
I
think
went
that
home,
would be?
Well, I got up this morning, my stomach didn't feel that great, and then I was so groggy, just... Oh. Like, wow, wake up. And I think maybe that has something to do with it. And so he goes, so what'd you say to me?
I said, so you can drink before work and not be hung.
Well,
but
not
a
before work, but.
You know what I mean?
The
like the night and right. not
but
feel
a melatonin.
Anything, a melatonin.
Yeah, makes me feel groggy. I go, I'm not good with pills.
weird.
Just stick with booze, Yuzi. Don't go to pills.
Well, Tahoe Blue Vodka doesn't give you hangovers. Doesn't give me hangovers.
There you go. Please drink responsibly.
Right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgage rates are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Fremont Bank. Check them out. All right, so there's a lot going on this weekend. Betabreakers.com, jennyslight.org. Both are runs in different sides of the bay, but it will be raining. So get ready for a rainy weekend. And if you're running any of the races in town, get ready to run in the rain. It's okay. It's just water.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
It's fine. You'll make it. It'll actually keep you cool.
You'll enjoy it.
Especially if you're in like a bulky costume for Beta Breakers.
It's not even a thing. Don't sweat it. All right. Warriors win. Warriors got another
Warriors.
W. They go up 2-0 in the series. And the next game is we shift now to Portland on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And the Sharks play tonight at St. Louis, 5 p.m. And they lead the series 2-1. Go Sharks. Also, I promised to mention where you could go to get the free tattoos. Black Lagoon is doing free tattoos for Sharks fans. You got to be 18 or older and bring a valid ID. They're tattooing arms and legs only, and it's first come, first served. But they are doing free Sharks tattoos for the first 40 people in line.
Which day is the Black Lagoon one?
Today.
Today. Okay.
10 a.m. is the Black Lagoon's open time.
Because there's one down near you, right?
That one's down near me, too. But The State of Grace is on Tuesday, and that's the place I've heard of before.
Okay.
They have a very famous tattoo artist there named Horitomo, I think his name is. But he's the big deal, and the rest of the guys there must be pretty good, too.
They must be. Or they wouldn't get to work alongside that guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's on Tuesday. And go Sharks. All right, so I'm a boy, man, sorry. I've had an ex or two show up at my front door. It happens.
Yes.
One more thing.
Did you read my 9-page letter?
Why?
Single space, both sides.
I've got to have one more thing. We're broken up. Can't
we're
we
not
be
a good
done?
Fit.
What is the deal? 32-year-old woman in Pennsylvania showed up at her ex's house.
Don't do it.
She went to her ex-boyfriend's last Sunday night, and he wasn't home.
So she went home, and everything is fine.
No. No.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. You've never had an ex-girlfriend, have you?
I haven't.
She waited.
No.
When he showed up around 1 in the morning, she was inside his house, and she demanded to know where he'd been.
But he's not her boyfriend anymore.
Right.
So
right.
None of her beeswax.
Oh, you've never had an ex-girlfriend, have you?
No. Thank God. They sound terrible.
She demanded to know
all of us.
Where he'd been and started hitting him.
Oh, started hitting him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you don't get to do that.
So
you don't hit people.
So he told her to leave and showed her the door. But on the way out, she landed one more punch.
Oh, no.
Squarely in his man area. And she hit him so hard, it burst.
Oh my God. Which one? What burst? Which part?
She hit him so hard directly in the man bag that one of them fell out.
Fell out.
It burst. She burst it.
She burst the whole bag?
Yep. The ambulance took him to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And we don't have any updates yet. But he even told the cops that she looked worried when she realized how much damage she'd done to him.
Whoa.
She's facing charges for reckless endangerment, simple assault, harassment, and felony aggravated assault. She blasted one clean out of his bag.
That is, he almost had her out the door.
No, he didn't. See, that's the thing. He wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
But she had other ideas about how you will rue the day. Is that the
if
way
I,
that is
yes.
that the you if will I rue can't, the day?
If I can't have your baby maker, no one else can either. Poof.
We're done here when I say we're done here.
Oh, God.
You don't tell me when to leave.
Oh, that sounds so crazy. No, we're done, really. Mm-hmm. No, we're not. It
you
ain't over.
That?
It ain't never going to be over. I can because you just told me it, and it's, you know. But I'm horrified by it. You know, I think every girl, we work hard to keep the crazy bitch down that lives in all of us. We don't want to be that girl. I truly believe that. And so we try hard not to be. I'm sure even now that girl's going, oh, man, I let her out.
Don't make me be that girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't make us be that girl.
I was trying not to. That's why I said we're not working out. I want to break up. You know what I was doing? I was out at a party with some friends.
Yeah.
I wasn't making you do anything. I was getting ripped with my bros.
I was sitting here stewing.
Well,
and it was getting worse and worse.
I didn't
and
make
that
girl,
you do
that.
That crazy bitch is clawing her way out of me.
You made you
look,
do that.
You not coming home. That's what it was. Here she comes.
To my empty
Brace
home.
Brace yourself.
As it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I
well,
left it empty.
Why are you not here? You know, here I am waiting. Tap, tap, tap.
Waiting.
You know what I hate about that story is that woman completely changed this dude. Like, he wasn't doing anything to her. He'd broken up with her.
He thought it was over.
I'm just trying to have my life. We're
I'm not
moving
going to
on.
Be ignored.
We're broken up.
Breakups are hard.
That's her.
Oh, let's have a look at her.
She looks like Doreen.
Oh, she looks sad.
Is that what Doreen looks like?
No, she doesn't look like Doreen. She looks like somebody, though. She's a white chick. She has dyed platinum hair. It's pretty. It's like a short shag. She's actually not a bad-looking girl. Great nose. And she looks like she's been crying. Like maybe she feels so sad that she broke his man bag. Although she does have a dangerous edge to her. Adams County Prison, Gettysburg, PA. And there's her number. Oh, bummer. Well, look, girls, tamp the crazy bitch down. Just do what you can. I'm sure she's just.
That's your best advice.
It's all I can say, really. Just when you think you're just a normal person, suddenly you're going crazy. And who is that person?
I don't even. Without telling you the whole story, I can tell you a girl I only dated like, I want to say 2 times.
Yeah.
She was smoking hot Brazilian lady.
Yeah. Was like, this right when you got back here?
No, this was when I lived in OB.
Oh.
And it didn't work out. It just, I liked her. She was cute. No, I did not do that.
You didn't do the thing. Just wondering, you know.
We made out and there's some things happened.
Well, this. Happening?
Stop making weird hand motions. You're distracting me and I'm spending too much brain power trying to figure them out.
Okay.
Anyway.
So 2 dates.
We go on a couple dates, but, you know, I was single at the time. I had other distractions and dates and things.
Brand new job.
And a new job. And I was just living my life. So we stop talking. And randomly she shows up at my house with a kid on her hip.
Oh, no.
Mm. Pounding on my front door. And I'm like, what is
it? You're pretty sure it wasn't your kid, huh?
Whose kid is that? And why is
was she a nanny?
My house unannounced. Now,
was she a nanny?
That's what I think was the deal.
Oh, not that she was hiding a secret child.
Well, but you're coming over here to yell at me with somebody's kid?
That is not what I want my nanny doing.
No.
Yell at people on your own time.
The nanny.
Mm-hmm. 2 dates with Vinny, and she showed up at his door with a kid on her hip, and she was asking for more.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
That was at a time, at least, when you, there was no texting, so she couldn't, I guess, call or text, but
there were phones. She could
unannounced.
Have called. Yeah.
At my house.
And there you were.
What's happening?
Did you even open the door?
I did. I needed to deal with it because there was a kid out there.
So what happened?
I don't want to get all into it,
really?
But it just turns out.
It's Friday.
I don't. I just. She was upset and wanted to know why.
Right.
What? Why aren't you? Why aren't we? Mm.
Had she tried to call you a bunch of times in between the two dates? And
I don't remember.
You ghosted her.
Well, I was single. She was single. We were we dated a couple times, but I was dating other people too. Mm. It wasn't. In fact, there might have been another date had she not shown at my house with somebody's kid.
Right.
Got weird after that.
Yeah. Well, that is a weird thing. You don't want someone yelling. I mean,
you don't want someone storming your front door ever.
Don't yell in front of kids, you know. Have your fights on your own personal time.
A farmer.
Oh.
A man who farms near Pender, Nebraska, got himself into a situation.
What?
In the early afternoon of April 19th, Kurt Kaser, a lifelong corn soybean hog farmer, was transferring grain from one bin to another when he stepped into a grain auger.
What's a grain auger?
I don't know.
It sounds dangerous.
The machine ate away at his left foot and sucked the 63-year-old toward the machine.
It's like a wood chipper for grain?
I think
so. Sounds like it.
Oh, my God. Brent, I'm sure, is immediately looking up grain auger. Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, he said. I was afraid I was going to...
Oh.
Long, though.
Oh, it is a weird... Huh.
Boy. That is horrible. Okay. So he's...
I was afraid it was going to suck me in more. I about gave up and let it do what it was going to do.
What?
He was alone on the farm that day, and his cell phone either fell into the machine or fell out someplace. I've had other incidences. I tried to hold my cool or figure out how to make the situation better at the time. It's hard to describe. You want to survive, and you do what you need to do to survive, I guess. I guess that... The thing got up to about 8 inches below his knee.
Oh, my God.
But he was determined to free himself, so he pulled out a pocket knife.
Oh. Will a pocket knife cut through the bones of your leg? Can I just say something? If there's like a mouth that will eat you, that is electrical in some way, mechanical, there should be an emergency switch right there at the mouth. Mm. Right at the mouth. There should not have to be someone else with you or a place that you have to walk around to. Like, there should be a... Why is there no emergency? Like, that's ridiculous. You're stuck in a grain auger. There should be an emergency switch. Am I insane?
This guy's hard. He's a hard man.
Yeah, he was giving up.
He handled himself. No, he didn't give up.
Well, he said he was like, I'll just...
Took care of it.
Oh, boy. He really does not have much leg left.
Well, it was him or... I mean, it was the leg or him. The other end of that leg? You don't want to lose that.
No. Mm-hmm. You're hoping you're hanging to the other side that day.
Oh, my goodness. Where did the time go?
Oh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Well,
please don't
lived.
Text and
that's,
drive. He lived.
That's
He's
great
good.
News.
Bonnie, Endgame is the best of all the movies. You will cry for sure.
Oh.
I can't wait.
You think you'll cry?
Maybe. Hmm. Movies make me cry now. I don't know what happened.
Babies.
I guess babies did it.
The world is so much more in tune with your feelings now.
Is this true? Jim Parsons was the one that decided to end the show, so it's appropriate that he made a speech at the end of the series.
I believe he is the one who wanted to end it.
Man.
That sounds familiar.
He pulled the plug on everybody, huh? All right.
Well, in a way, you know, you get 12 seasons and the show is as great as it is. Like, maybe you just want to go out on top and not sort of...
Linger on, yeah.
Well, you can't make a person continue to work.
No.
But that's, it sounds like, wow, I just decided.
It's like, it's so hard to climb down from my pile of money every day.
Right.
If it gets much taller, I'll be trapped up here.
Hey, SNV, today's my son Josh's 15th birthday. He's been listening to you since he was a baby, because I've been listening to you since 97.
Aww.
He'd love to hear a shout out from you. Thank you.
Josh?
Josh, 15th birthday.
Happy 15th birthday, Josh. And to your mom, thank you for raising the next generation.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do the new music because it's Friday. And then at 8:30, we're going to be joined by Eric Griffin, who's performing at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco tonight and tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.